Ellen White inspects Loma Linda. Travel plans call for Ellen White and her party to reach Redlands at 10 a.m. on Monday, June 12. Local and union conference workers would come out from Los Angeles and meet them at Loma Linda. A great deal depended on this meeting. Would approving action be taken, or would Elder Burden lose the borrowed $1,000 given to bind the contract?
Elder Burden, his wife, and fellow workers were inspecting the grounds and the buildings as the express wagon from Redlands drove up carrying Ellen White, W. C. White and his wife, and others.
Mrs. White's gaze was fixed on the main building. "Willie, I have been here before," she said as she stepped down from the wagon. "No, Mother," he replied, "you have never been here." "Then this is the very place the Lord has shown me," she said, "for it is all familiar." She turned to one of the ministers and declared, "We must have this place. We should reason from cause to effect. The Lord has not given us this property for any common purpose." As they looked over the grounds and buildings, she said again and again, "This is the very place the Lord has shown me." Following Elder Burden into the recreation building, she commented, "This building will be of great value to us. A school will be established here. Redlands will become a center, as also will Loma Linda. Battle Creek is going down.
God will re-establish his medical work at this place," Johns and R. H. Utt, p. 179.
It was past noon, and the representatives of the Loma Linda Association invited the entire party into the dining room to partake of a sumptuous vegetarian dinner. Then the manager opened a door and ushered the group into the parlor. All were waiting eagerly to hear from Ellen White. She did not disappoint them. She spoke on the work of the true medical missionary. Burden reports, "I think I never heard her paint in such glowing terms the work of the true medical missionary." The manager of the Loma Linda Association stayed by Burden's side. Tears flowed down his cheeks. As Ellen White finished, he turned to Burden and said, "I would give the world to be with you people in a work such as this. It was what we had in mind, but we did not know how to carry it out. I am glad you people are obtaining this property, as I know our plans will now be realized." Burden invited him to stay and help carry forward the work. "Impossible," he replied.
"Only Christians of the highest ideals could carry out such a work." D.F. 8, J. A. Burden, The Location and Development of Loma Linda, p. 110.
In spite of the evidences of God's leading, both in circumstances and in Ellen White's counsel, the group facing such a stupendous project were unready to come to any decision. The financial problems loomed too large. So before taking any steps, they felt that the matter should be placed before the Los Angeles Carr Street Church, the largest in the conference. The meeting was called for 10 o'clock the next morning, June 12. By 10 a.m. Monday, the church on Carr Street was crowded. Ellen White reviewed what had been revealed to her of the medical missionary work that should be carried forward in Southern California. She told the audience that Loma Linda recalled to her mind visions of properties that ought to be secured for sanitarium work. The church members voted in favor of securing the property for a sanitarium.